From the headquarters of Swinnerton, this is the Modern Built Environment podcast, featuring exclusive interviews with world-class thought leaders, executives, and civic leaders committed to a better and more beautiful built environment. Established in 1888 and built on a foundation of integrity, trust, and collaboration, our history has prepared us for this moment. Possibility is limited only by our imagination. We know what tomorrow can bring because we've seen thousands of tomorrows and are prepared to shape what comes next. Pride of ownership, peace of mind. Our podcast is hosted by Tom DiOro of The Modern Architect at KZSU at Stanford University. Go to swinnerton.com/podcast.
Thank you, Maggie. And we're all assisted by Eric Foster. For our guest today, we'd like to welcome Sam Riley, CEO, and Chris Riley, CFO of SAK Builders Incorporated, an industry leader in concrete construction. SAK has grown into one of the largest concrete contractors, is now a Swinnerton Incorporated company, further reinforcing, perfect word for this, reinforcing their already strong background in general contracting. You can find more information on them on the web at SAKBuildersInc.com. Again, that's SAKBuildersInc.com. Hello, Chris and Sam. Really honored and excited to have you on the Modern Built Environment Show, where, as I told Chris and now you, Sam, I love what it is you guys do, and you guys might think, oh, yeah, right. No, I really do, because you're the foundation of pretty much everything, the built environment. What is it? Can you share with us, you know, Chris, you said you have a mantra or a quote that kind of gets you through, and you said, never give up. Why the heck did you say that?
I think that's what we've been living for a long time. You always have to find a way to get it done, right? You don't get to stop. You don't get to not finish. So it's, you know, never give up. Where there kind of goes for everything in life, I think.
How did you guys get into the concrete business, or what inspired you to do it? Would you kind of back into it? Is something that just fascinates you? I'd love to hear this.
Sam, you want to go first?
I moved up to the Northwest in 1990 to more or less snowboard, and I got roped into a construction site, and here we are almost 30 years later. And I'm still on a construction site. And so, not much snowboarding anymore, but the construction site's still there. So, yeah, I never planned this one. It was never even in the cards. I was going to be a school teacher. And this life took a different path.
Yeah.
I would have been fired in the first year of being a school teacher, anyways. I would have started quoting some stuff that wasn't right. And so it's best that I ended up in the construction industry where I can. And the funny thing is, in the construction industry, I've worked with professors. I've worked with many, many people that were going to college, and just it wasn't for them. And so they wanted to get their hands dirty and they got out in the field. So it's the construction industry is made up of all walks of life. And so it's been really rewarding for me in that aspect of just meeting people.
How much would you say, I know obviously you do construction and concrete, but how much would you say is relationships in your business?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, that's one of the things with SAK is that we're not good at just being a number. Most of our work comes from relationships. In fact, our relationship with Swinnerton was based upon a 20-year relationship that I had with a Swinnerton employee, and that sort of guided it down this path. So I'd say 90% of our work is relationship-based, and 10% is you just happen to be at the right time, at the right place with a number. But we don't operate well at just being a number. It's one of those things where that trust factor, from working with people, plays into a lot of our work.
Yeah, there's a quote I found that you had said is two simple principles guide us: treating our clients and subcontractors fairly and proactively adding value to the construction process. Can you share with your audience today why those principles really matter to you?
Run with it, Chris.
I think it's not just in construction, I think that's kind of how we operate in life in general. You know, you treat people fairly, you do unto others as you wish them to do unto you. And that's what we bring forward when we do business. So it kind of just, it definitely runs through us. And that's our team. That's what we promote to our entire team too. And those are the people that, that follow us, you know, unlike others who it's just business or it's just us, it's just that this is our life. And so that's how we like to present ourselves and our company.
How did you guys get to be so, this is kind of a geeky word, preeminent, or I guess we could say it, badass in what it is that you do? Well, you know, what made you go, hey, this is going to be how we do this. We're going to be one of the premier companies, construction, specifically concrete, anywhere. And why does that really matter so much to you guys?
I think we've always taken the chance and failed at a lot of things and not been afraid of failing at it. And then, like, you know, without getting all cliche and everything, there's a lot of success that comes from failures. And I think it's hard to even call it a failure. Let's call it, it didn't go the way that we wanted it to, but we sure learned a lot from it. Because failure just means that you're done and out. And that's not, you know, we're definitely not done and out. So we've had a lot of mistakes, learned from a lot of it. I think one of the things that, you know, I hate, it's your word, preeminent. We're just run of the mill. We just care. And we, you know, like I said, it goes back to what I said earlier, we're not good at being a number. We want to be involved in the process. So if you want somebody that's going to stand alongside you, I feel that that's what we've always done with our general contractors that we work for. It's amazing what you can learn doing things the wrong way. And the one thing that we have done very well is not repeat too many mistakes, you know, the big ones. We haven't repeated any of the big ones. And I think that's been a part of our success as a team is just sitting there and thinking about what we did wrong. And next, whenever we tackle something next time, that's always in the back of our head, trying not to repeat that same mistake. And always looking forward to the new ones that we're going to make.
Or not so much, maybe. But I do think that, like, that for adding value, like, we do take the lessons that we've learned and try to apply them moving forward on every job. So it's important to us and our team that we're adding value, that we're not just there to do the job. If we see that there's an issue, we're going to bring it up. If we see maybe there's a better way or can save money or something, we're definitely going to voice that opinion and hopefully add some value for our client. That's definitely the way we're approaching things.
Yeah, there's a quote by, this is kind of total segue, or not even relevant maybe, but Stevie Ray Vaughan, a guitarist, had said that, you know, when someone asks, you know, what do you do when you make a mistake? He says, mistake? Heck, that's when I know I'm onto something. Well, what's your take on that?
That's 100% true. I mean, it's like whenever you make a mistake, it's just a redirection. It's not even a mistake. It's just don't go this way, go another way. It's not stopping. It's not a failure. It's like, you know, I don't know if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
It's not, you run into a roadblock, go over the wall, go around the wall, figure out how to go through the wall. But, you know, it's not a termination. It's not an end point. It's funny that you quote Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Why is that?
I'm just glad that's just good.
Oh, I didn't plan it at all. I mean, his mind I had no idea he was going to come into this, Sam, but he did, especially when you're on the subject of mistakes and then greatness too.
Yeah, I think it was relevant. The way Stevie played guitar, it was not flawless. It was full of mistakes. It was full of missed chords. And the way he would recover from them, I think, is what made him so good, is the fact that, and maybe not technically good, but he played with soul, and that was incredible, you know. And I would like to, you know, not doing no comparison to us and Stevie Ray Vaughan, but it's kind of one of these things of we're not pretty.
Okay.
We're just, you know, I mean, but the thing is, we give a damn. And sometimes it comes across as a little too persistent, a little too raw. We're not, but you know, in the end, it's we like what we do, and it's kind of and it's nice to work with people that like what they do, and that's a great marriage.
Excellent. You're listening to the Modern Built Environment podcast, powered by Swinerton. We're talking today with Sam and Chris Riley of SAK Builders, a Swinerton Incorporated company. For more information, feel free to visit their website at SAK Builders, Inc. Again, that's SAK Builders, Inc. Can you guys tell us, you know, if you're at liberty to do so, one of your most recent projects and you know, how it's going, how it kind of came about, where it is, or even if it was completed?
Go for it, Chris.
The most recent project that comes to mind that's had a lot of light cast upon it lately is the Elon A parking garage down in Ridgefield, Washington. What is their official name, Sam? The Cowlitz Federation.
The Confederation of Cowlitz Tribes.
Yeah. And so it was done down there. It was a 896,000 square foot, 6-story parking garage, which in that world is giant. And it turned out beautiful. So we're pretty proud of that one. We did that in about 10 months, I think.
Yeah.
So
I like how you said it turned out beautiful. Describe beautiful to you and then beautiful in the eyes of the owner, if you are able to interpret that.
Well, I'm a weirdo. I get out of my car at parking garages and I look at concrete. So, okay. You know, we have discussions driving down the road about, whoa, look at that concrete. What'd they do there? You know, or, oh, that looks great. So we're pretty proud of what we produced out there. You know, it was a fast schedule. It was a big job. The team we had down there did great and it looks amazing. And I believe the owner feels the same way. I mean, you're still talking about a parking garage, but in our eyes, that's our baby.
Yeah.
3/4 of the job was done in the middle of a pandemic and we didn't miss a beat. We didn't miss schedule. So whenever you talk about the beautiful part of it, it's whenever you walk the job, you're looking at it from the standpoint of people were going through something that none of us have ever gone through and hopefully we never go again. And they did not miss a beat and they produced a very quality circle, you know, from a structural standpoint, high quality, from an aesthetic standpoint, high quality. And everybody, you know, stood proud and made it happen in the middle of something that none of us had any idea how to deal with. So whenever you talk about the beauty, it goes back to that Stevie Ray Vaughan, the soul of the song, the soul of that parking garage was, you know, the people and the relationship that we had with the general contractor and with the owner and everybody standing at the end of it, kind of going right on. And that was good stuff.
Yeah. I like, I'm starting to get a real correlation here for you, Chris and Sam, and myself as to why I said, you know, initially I do, I just really like concrete and I like it when it's well done and well poured and people, I can see that there's a bit of passion into it. I think there's something to be said for the concrete and I'll say myself too, for us, because we like it. That says something, I think, about us. There's a certain foundation. There's a soul. You know, you're the, I know we'll go back to music again, but you're like the drummer, the bass beat. You're the core of the entire project. And you're going to be seen by everyone is going to see you. What's your take on that? It kind of is reflective of who you are as a person as well.
We are the literal foundation.
Yeah. No, maybe I'm reaching. Just tell me I am if I am. But I love what it is so much that I'm like, I think there's just something built into our personalities as to why we even value the concrete, the structure, and the foundation. I do. Maybe you guys don't. Tell me if you don't or you do.
Well, I sure hope we do. Yeah. We get up and do it every day. But yeah, you know, you said you do see it. And so many times we build buildings where you don't see. There's so much concrete in a building and you don't see any of it. 100% of it covered up. You know, I think it's a little bit different. You don't know what you're walking in, but it's definitely what's holding you up. And, you know, you can't always see what's holding you up.
I love that.
So.
No, I love that.
Yes, very profound.
It was. It's what it's holding up. How about technologically, the technology with concrete and cement? Do you guys, have you tried different methodologies, different practices that the industry standard hasn't been practiced or done yet that you found to be really successful?
Have we gone out and tried
a new method like, hey, you know what, this is how it's done, but hey, let's try something a little different here because that's how it's been done. What if we tried this? And that's, you know, it's new, but it actually, you find out it works and it's unique to you and your company.
I think that happens all the time. I mean, it's, and I think that's part of the collaboration that we have and it's sort of like the underlying theme of the whole, of our whole entity in a sense, because we work with the general contractor to develop faster, you know, sometimes simpler, you know, take the complicated aspect out of it. Guys feel free to come to their bosses and with ideas, and they're implemented in the field. So the ideas are constantly being generated from all sides. We have even had owners ask us questions. Why don't you do this? And you analyze it and you sit there and go, yeah, why haven't we? And so it's really nice to sit there and those are the rewarding relationships is whenever you have your, from your apprentice out in the field to your owner, all collaborating on coming up with the best solution for the project. So could I answer that question with it? Is there one particular thing that we've done? It's hard to answer that because it's like, it's sort of always a evolving process, you know? It's, and hopefully that never stops because that's the fun part of our entire industry is that there's always room to come up with changes and faster ways to do this, safer ways to do things. You know, I mean, it's never ending. And that's the wonderful part of what we do.
Yeah. It sounds like that evolving is a bit of a culture. Maybe I'm stretching it, but is it in your company that ability to evolve and adapt is part of the culture?
We had to do it because we were founded upon doing whatever it took. So whenever somebody asks us what we do, we don't sit there and say we do high rises or we do industrial buildings or we do this. No, we do concrete. And that's what I'm proud of is we're not a, you know, no slam on those people that do specialize in stuff, but we will do anything from a sidewalk to a, you know, to a high rise, to anything. And so we grab a hold of concrete as a whole, not just a piece of it. And I think we had to do that to survive, you know, out there in the big bad world by ourselves. And joining Swinerton, having the horsepower that we do now, it's nice to be able to really spread out and attack a whole lot of different things that maybe were not available to us before.
How is that relationship, if you go back, to how it began with Swinerton and then kind of how it's evolved recently?
It actually started back in 2001 with a guy that we worked with doing casino work, and this was not involving Swinerton. So, and then whenever he went to work for Swinerton 10 or so years later, we started following him doing Swinerton work, and the relationship matured and it evolved into what it is now, where that we're a Swinerton company.
Yeah. I'm going to touch back to a bit of an esoteric thing again, but you guys care, obviously, but there's a soulfulness too. I never thought of that really with a company, that there's a soul to a company. And I don't know if it's the first time you said that, Sam or Chris, but it's relevant, I think, and it's reflective in your clientele and the people that you work with, that you guys care big time, and it seems rather effortless. Is it effortless for you guys to?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's got to be a tremendous amount of work to make things so simple.
It all boils down to human relationships for us. Chris and Sam are going to do, let's see, I can't swear on this. Chris and
you
Sam,
can, we'll just omit it.
Chris and Sam don't do anything on their own. We have surrounded ourselves with some wonderful people. And, you know, they have to work to put up with us and we have to work to put up with them. But in the end, it's like we're all heading, you know, we try and all head in the same direction and make it happen. But it's that the people that we work with in both the field and the people that our clients that we work with, that is the strong point, I feel, of our existence.
Outstanding. You're listening to the Modern Built Environment podcast, powered by Swinerton. Our acknowledgement for today's show is the May Day Fund. The May Day Fund was established in 1992 to further Shirley Steinman Katzenbach's commitment to social and medical causes. The board adopted Mrs. Katzenbach's special interest in the treatment of pain as the fund's mission. The name May Day commemorates the day of her birth and is the international world signal, a cry for help, taken from the French Médez, I might be saying that wrong, I probably am, or help me. They choose the original agenda with understanding that creating meaningful change with modest funding is a formidable challenge, and acting on advice that's it's better to be a rifle than a shotgun. For more information on the May Day Fund, go to maydayfund.org. Again, that's maydayfund.org. We're talking today with Sam and Chris Riley of SAK Builders, a Swinerton Incorporated company. For more information, you can visit their website at SAK Builders Incorporated. With the pandemic changing so much in obviously every industry, Chris and Sam, how have you had to adjust? If you can even say, I mean, you can probably go on for a long time, but how have you had to adjust to something that's unprecedented in your industry?
Well, I think we've spent the whole time talking about people.
Yeah, you're still there, huh? Which is awesome. It's awesome.
No, but guess what? And during a pandemic, you don't get to spend time with people. So that's probably been one of our biggest, our biggest challenges, is that something that we're so used to doing and establishing relationships, maintaining relationships with our, with our people that are working in the field, to the clients that we work with, and now all of a sudden you're not able to do anything with them, and you're staring at them through a screen on a computer or something. That's been the greatest challenge, is that you don't have that human interaction where you're sitting there, eating a meal or drinking a beer, whatever it may be, or even just sitting there hollering at each other face to face. It means nothing to holler at someone over a computer screen.
Totally.
This is meaningless. But whenever you sit there,
it loses all sense.
Right. I mean, it loses the whole impact. It's no different than let's go back to Stevie Ray Vaughan. If Stevie Ray Vaughan was sitting there shaking sweat on you, the impact of that is immense. Watching him on a screen, yeah, Stevie's sweating. Who cares? It's like, that's great. It was hot Texas night. And that's, where this pandemic has gone, is that it's just removed a lot of that human interaction. Swinerton keeps talking about this great, with the shareholders meeting that they have. And everybody goes on about the shareholders meeting. We don't know what shareholders mean. We haven't got to go to it yet.
Yeah.
We got to raise a virtual glass.
We got to raise a virtual glass, I'm looking forward to the day whenever I can sit there and, stare in somebody's eyes again and sit there and have a conversation with them. That to me is what the pandemic has taken away, but it's also what it's given the opportunity to sit there and really rise to the challenge. And I'm proud as hell as of our people, of what they've done in rising to the challenge of this hopefully once in a lifetime event.
Trust. We go to trust. Obviously, it's of vital importance, maybe even the primary with you guys. Is I get the sense that you guys, people and your clients, they get a strong sense of trust pretty quickly when they meet both you, Chris, and Sam. Is it just because, where do you guys derive that ability or that importance that it matters so much to you for someone to say, hey, you know what? I trust the hell out of these guys. Yeah, I might have to edit that, Iris, but really.
No, that's absolutely. I think that's key. That's what we want. We want people to trust us because we're bringing expertise to their project. We're adding value. We're doing this, and if they don't trust you, how are they going to trust what you're telling them? How are they going to trust that you're giving them the best price? How are you, they're going to trust that you're going to do what's right for their project? Trust is huge in everything we do, in our business.
At the end of the day, you got to live with yourself. I'm a horrible businessman. I could care less whether I sell you something. Because in the end, what I want to do is I want to sell you I don't want to sell you anything. I want us to go into it together, like all gung-ho, wanting to make this happen. But I think we've lost a lot of work because we've spoken what we believe to be the truth. And, that goes over with some and it doesn't go over with others. But, whenever you talk about building a trust, man, whenever you do establish those relationships, they can carry on for a long time. But trust is something that can be lost very quickly. And so it's something that it's really, you have to fight to maintain it. And it's, there's a lot of pain involved in being trustful, because it's being honest. It's being,
absolutely true.
Trying to do the right thing.
Right. Well, trust is based, you have to be truthful, and not everybody always wants to hear the truth.
No, but I think it also starts with yourself. You can't BS yourself.
Exactly.
And then
that's hard. That's probably the hardest thing. Because bullshitting yourself is, I think we're almost born with it.
It's a protection mechanism.
You have to fight it. And because there's nothing, I think clients can sniff it out, And the minute that you lose that first ounce of trust, it's a mountain to climb to get that little bit back. So, not perfect, but we try and always do the right thing.
Well, I got mad respect for you guys, that's for sure. Is there anything else you'd like to share on the show, Chris, Sam, that maybe we didn't touch on that you think is really important?
Sam? Any philosophies you want to add?
You've definitely laid down some real truths that anyone in any industry and any point in their lives could do nothing but be better for. That's for sure. I'm grateful for you guys for that.
I think one of the interesting things that we're going through right now is we've only had each other to lean on in certain aspects, especially in certain aspects of the business, for so long. That opening up ourselves to this huge company has been very challenging in a lot of ways. Realizing that someone wants to help us.
Trusting them, right?
And trusting them that they really do want to help you, that they're not just doing it because it's their job. They really do want to help you has been very challenging for me, but I found that the more I do it, the better it is. But I'm just not used to it. We've gone 22 years of doing it on our own. And so all of a sudden being involved in this huge, and I hate this word, but circle of trust, whatever you want to call it. I abhor that word, but I don't know what else to use. So it's kind of, but to be involved in that and to constantly working at it, tearing down the walls, that's a cool thing. That's absolutely wonderful.
Excellent. Sam, Chris, it's been a real honor and joy having you on the podcast today. Thank you guys very much. I really, really enjoyed it, and I knew I was going to. And I'm proud of you guys for being, again, not BSing yourselves and really being sincere to your clients. Your employees, and then ultimately you got to do that with yourself. It really does start with yourself. Thank you guys very much. I hope you guys think about coming on again sometime soon because I really enjoyed this. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're going to have us back, Tom?
You damn right. Especially with the Stevie Ray references and how that came out of beyond left field. That wasn't even in left field. That was like in the parking lot somewhere. Hey, how perfect. In the parking lot. Ah, see? Is that awesome? Oh, my God. I didn't plan that one. I swear, guys. Well, thank you guys very much. It was awesome meeting you. And I hope to meet you guys in person someday very soon, too. Thank you.
Right on. Be well.
Thank you
very much.
You've been listening to the Modern Built Environment Podcast powered by Swinnerton. Find us online at swinnerton.com/podcast. Our guests today have been Sam Riley and Chris Riley of SAK Builders Incorporated, an industry leader in concrete construction. SAK has grown into one of the largest concrete contractors and is now a Swinnerton Incorporated company, further reinforcing their already strong background in general contracting. You can find them on the web at sakbuildersinc.com. Again, sakbuildersinc.com. Join us again next time when we welcome another leading architect, engineer, builder, manufacturer, or civic leader committed to building a better and more beautiful built environment for healthier cities, communities, and lives. I'm Tom Bureau.
The Modern Built Environment podcast is recorded at the Swinnerton headquarters and on location. The recording engineer is Stephen Blatton. The executive producer and host of the Modern Built Environment podcast is Tom DiOro. And we're all assisted by Mr. Eric Foster. This is the Modern Built Environment podcast by Swinnerton.